Now, we come to this final division, verses 8 through 11. We have the supremacy of God. And here he appeals to what would be, in one sense, the lowest level that God appeals to man on, and that is, of course, creation. Now, there's a reason for that here. We are told, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in fire." And this is a very wonderful passage of Scripture, for very candidly, it sets before us here in a very definite way the last days when the one who is the stone cut out without hands that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his vision, and it has dealt an annihilating blow upon this earth. And we're told that after the war of Armageddon is over, that the dead will be strewn, the wreckage of warfare will be there. And that's the picture that's given to us here. And what a picture it is. And the works of God today ought to tell man that there is a God. And now there's peace on earth. And it's now a blessed reality. The king has come, and he's put down all unrighteousness that's on the earth. Now, will you notice the last two verses? "Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. Now, he says, "I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth." That's God's purpose. And now he says, "Be still and know that I'm God." We can be calm in time of the storm, by the way. The storms are blowing outside today. You and I are living in a wicked world. It's a mean old world, friends, that you and I are in today. And tremendous things are taking place in the great convulsions of nature today. Now he says, "Be calm in time of the storm. Be still and know that I'm God." Christ, you remember, was in the storm with the disciples, and he was asleep. He had more trouble calming the apostles than he did calming the storm. And he has a lot of trouble with many of us today because we don't know what it is to wait patiently before him. Well, he's going to be exalted today, and he's called here the God of Jacob, friends, and this fits in to this place. Here is a psalm that'll be a great blessing in the future. It's going to be a time of great blessing, but it's a comfort and a blessing for God's people today.